Voice of America and the Clyde's Restaurant Group in Washington, D.C. bring you Live from the Hamilton. Performances showcasing musicians and the many genres of music born in America and enjoyed around the world.
I just always loved music. I came from a musical family. My mother played the piano, and I had two older sisters that were taking lessons. And when I was a senior in high school, I just knew that I loved music, and there wasn't anything else that really interested me. when we play live, what you mentioned about cueing off each other and you know, kind of having that almost telepathic kind of communication between each other. I mean, that's something you develop when you play with people for a while, and also when you have like a similar background. And most of the musicians that I work with, even if they're not people that I've worked with for a long time, we've all been listening to the same music. We all grew up listening to some bebop. We've all heard Weather Report and Grover Washington and Earth, Wind & Fire and James Brown, and we all love all that. And so that's the main thing, that we all kind of have that similar background and similar frames of reference. And I think that's where jazz fusion music comes from. It comes from all those elements and more. And I try to, as much as possible, I try to listen to, I have to admit that I love the old stuff, but I try to listen to what's going on today to see if there's any elements there that are really interesting that I can include in what I'm doing.
Thank you.
I think that's the reason why American music is so popular in other countries, is because you don't need to know the language. Everybody speaks that language of pure music, of pure jazz, and everybody really appreciates it. In fact, I hate to say it, but I think they appreciate it a little bit more overseas in some places than they do here. whole idea of improvisation. It's always about expanding the boundaries. I think almost every jazz musician, to some extent, tries to push his limits and expand his boundaries and play, at the very least, just from the improvisational aspect, you know, to kind of take that out to as far as he can go.